This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yesterday, there was a story. We've been hearing all these stories about millennials not being able to afford buying their own home, which is the first time in the history that anybody's been taking care of that kids are not guaranteed. Well, guaranteed is the wrong word. We're not assuming that they would have a better lifestyle than their parents and would own their own homes. The story was yesterday. I think it was in Florida. Everything seems to be in Florida these days. It used to be all these stories came out of California. Now they're coming out of Florida. But this woman bought this house. And the owner wouldn't move out. And so they'd already signed, sealed, and delivered it, and he wouldn't move out. And so trying to evict somebody from a house that they've sold turns out to be such an uncommon occurrence that nobody knew exactly what to do about it. So, I mean, in addition to worrying about the roof and the water heater and the appliances, you now have to worry about the owner not leaving. I can remember looking at a house, looking at a place to buy when I first came here, and walked by this woman in a hospital bed. And it was the most awful kind of thing because you had the sense that they were kind of literally waiting on her to shuffle off this mortal coil. I don't even remember anything about the house. All I remember is walking past that woman thinking, I don't want to do this. I don't care what a great deal it is. I don't want to do this. But not having the owner move. So in line with what we were talking with Joan about, of kind of a self-analysis of what do I want, I thought part of what we would do is, this is something we put up a while ago, and not a huge number of you responded, which I was, I'm always open to being either surprised one way or the other, either something I thought a lot of people would respond to, people don't, or that I didn't think anybody would really respond to, or I didn't expect the volume, the quantity that people respond. So part of the fun of this program is it's very hard for me to predict. Even though I probably could predict it better than most because it actually is my program and I really am a psychologist and I've really been doing it for a while, but I still get constantly surprised, which is part of the joy of the program, but that sounds somewhat self-serving. All right, so greatest virtue and worst vice. All right, Manny, of course, we're going to start with you. What's your greatest virtue and what's your worst vice?
Oh, gosh.
you knew it was coming. That's denial to think that I wouldn't ask you.
I would say my greatest virtue is probably, I mean, it sounds kind of cliche, but patience.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I try not to allow myself to get too upset or too happy about things.
Not too happy either?
Well, I mean, I'm very...
Even keeled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Okay. Which number are you in the family?
Number two. It's just me and my sister, and she's 4 years older.
Yeah. So she's more mercurial than you are.
Probably, yeah. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Birth order matters. Really does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's your greatest virtue. What's your worst vice?
That I honestly couldn't tell you. I have no idea. I'm not entirely sure. I'm trying to think. I guess I don't want to say sports, but maybe sports, because I have a tendency to sort of connect it to everything.
Okay, so a worldview that is very much sports metaphored.
Yeah,
that's probably not even a word, but we get the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my greatest virtue and my worst vice are probably exactly the same thing. Which is, it's not so much impatience, although it's quite often viewed as that. It's just energy, that I just have more than my fair share. And so it means that I tend to be doing a lot, tend to get a lot done, and it also drives people nuts. That it's that sort of, it's not even keeping the plate spinning, because it's not a matter of keeping busy for the sake of keeping busy. It's there's just lots to do. I guess I've always felt like there is so much going on that that and I'm, you know, no matter how much time I have on this earth, it's not going to be quite enough time to get everything done. I remember people saying, well, when are you going to focus on what you really want to learn? I said, well, but I want to learn everything. And I really don't like learning. I just like knowing. I like, and I like the practicality of knowing. So, all right, let's see what other people say.
Francis says, I can put myself in the other guy's place, and I drink too much wine.
From putting yourself in somebody else's place. Yeah, I remember someone saying to me in medical school that I could always see both sides of the question, and all it did was slow me down. Yeah, well, too much wine. All right, well, that one's a relatively easy issue to deal with, but you may want to ask yourself why you drink too much wine, and it may be tied to the first. It may be that because you're empathic and because you're sensitive, that you take other people's burdens on your shoulders and sometimes feel overwhelmed, and wine is a way of loosening that responsibility. What we know, somebody actually did a study about 5 years ago of what alcohol actually does to your brain, and what we know it now does is it gives you tunnel vision. So it allows you to tune out some of that natural sensitivity, some of that sensitivity to other people. So you can try being slightly less empathic, substitute something else to blow off some of the sympathetic kind of vibes, and see where you get with the wine. You can hear, I'm really convinced that our assets and our liabilities are quite often opposite sides of the same coin. Okay, keep going.
Timothy just posted a picture of their vice, and that would be a picture of Nutella hazelnut spread with cocoa.
Whoa! That's the big vice, huh? What's the virtue?
Didn't post the virtue. Didn't say.
Oh, no virtue, huh?
Yeah.
Just Nutella. I wonder, the Nutella seems to be much more a, what's the British stuff? It's not Nutella, although I think Nutella actually is British, but there's something else that they put, Marmite, I think it's what it's called, something like that. Which is terrible. It's some kind of, well, I shouldn't say it's terrible. The Brits really like it. It just is not very appealing to Yankee sensibilities. It's fermented something. If I can find it. I just remember I had a British friend who would just love it. And he was living in the States, and he would always bring it back. And, oh, you should, Marmite, here, that's actually the name of it. Let's see what's in it. Can't believe I remembered it. It's made by Unilever. It's produced in New Zealand, and it's made from yeast extract, a product of beer brewing. Maybe that's why they like it. Vegemite, remember from remember Vegematic? That was a different issue. Vegemite, which is saltier in taste, the sweet. Kenovese, and the German vitamin R. Sticky dark brown food paste with a distinctive powerful flavor which is extremely salty. Love it or hate it, the product's name has entered British English as a metaphor for something that is an acquired taste or tends to polarize opinions. So there you go. It was invented in 1902 by Justus von Liebig. So there you go. It's the only product sold as Marmite in Australia and the Pacific, whereas in the world, the British version predominates. A different flavor comes out of New Zealand. So there you go, Marmite. You folks may want to try it, but I warn you, it smells terrible. As far as I'm concerned, it tastes even worse. But the Brits love it. Someone's a Brit is going to call and tell me that I'm a Marmite bigot, which is probably true. But I tried it, 8-5, and I remembered it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. We'll go back to virtues and vices in just a second. If I just did another interview with Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine. If you go to either, I guess it'll, Manny, we'll have it up on our website, what, in the next day or so?
Yeah.
Probably okay.
Around that time, yeah.
It's the effect of the Internet on troubled times and whether the Internet is contributing to that or not. It's kind of fun. Michael and I have been friends for a long time, and he's kind of feeling like the Internet. I just saw a movie about that was based on a Stephen King novel, and Stacy Keach is one of the characters, and he says that it, he's always felt that that cell phones were the devil's intercom. So I'm not sure I'd go that far, but that there certainly is an effect on all of us, I think, by the constant bombardment of information and things that are true and half true and completely false are all sort of appear in the same typeface and yada yada. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you're in a huge hurry, you can go to talkers.com. It's there, alright? 855-993-7569. Now let's go back to virtues and vices.
Barbara says, of virtue, that I'm still alive after all I've been through in my life, and vice would be homemade almond butter. Yummy.
Ooh. Well, there you go.
Just a couple more here. Wendy says, virtue, that I can keep a secret forever. The vice is Pepsi and Ballreich's potato chips.
Whose potato chips?
Ballreich's.
Have you ever heard of them?
I have not. B-A-L-L-R-E-I-C-H.
Huh. There you go.
I have to look them up and try them.
There you go.
And then the last
I've discovered one of my vices. I've always ignored potato chips for two reasons. Their assault delivery system, which I'm incredibly sensitive to, so I don't really want that. But also that they're fried, so they're hugely awful for you. But I've discovered unsalted potato chips, which at least take care of half the problem. And sometimes they're not fried, they're baked. So the unsalted ones, I kind of like everyone trying because they're crunchy. There you go.
And then the last one here from Sadie, and she says, virtue is my empathy towards others, and my vice is ice cream.
Well, it sounds like basically people's virtues are certainly outweigh their vices. So there you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. Let's see, we have some DVDs to do, but I think I'll wait. We'll wait since we just started the segment. this was also the day which I didn't know quite what to do about it. That in 1982, can you believe that it was really 34 years ago that John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan?
It's crazy.
Can you believe it's that long ago?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, time really goes fast. There's also the kind of icky story about Anton Yelchin. Apparently, what happened with his... Because if you read the story, it was bizarre at the time. That he had a Jeep, I think, Jeep Cherokee, and it apparently rolled down the hill and squashed him against his mailbox and his wall. And so, and it turns out that there had been a recall on that particular model because the gear shift was such that it was not clear whether you were neutral or in park. And I think that may have been what happened, that he lived on a... The driveway was pretty steep, and he may have thought it was in park, and it was in neutral, and it rolled down the hill. Ugh. He didn't take it in for a recall. And they're not sure that that's exactly what happened, but that's one of the things they're surmising. So,
wow.
I don't know. Yeah, have you ever had anything that had to be recalled?
No, not that I can think
apparently of. People, I haven't, but apparently people are somewhat lackadaisical about taking things in for recall, because I guess they take it out of, especially if it's your car or something else, they take it out of circulation for a while, and most people are pretty dependent on their car, and I don't know if they give you a loaner during the time or not, but apparently he did not take it in. There was also a story yesterday about doing a recall on a bunch of chicken. I don't know whether these recalls are just because people are being more and more careless, or we're just more and more aware of things that there were things that should have been recalled that weren't before, or that we just weren't as aware of them if they were especially a localized story. It's hard to tell. Again, that's one of the things we talked about in the podcast of the effect of all this information on how we perceive the world. Because, again, it's one of the reasons why I do the day in history. It gives us that perspective that whatever's happening may very well have happened before. And we're just more aware of it now because, again, something had happened 34 years ago. If you're 25 years old, John Hinckley may not have been on your radar at all, or Rosemary Woods, or the kind of things that, but that these things have happened before, that there have been riots, that there have been terrorist activity. I didn't know until I went to the Spy Museum in D.C. that there had been a terrorist attack on the harbor in New York, I think in the 1900s, and attacked on Wall Street, blowing up buildings. I mean, we're not a country that spends a lot of time on history, perhaps to our deficit. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to decide what I want to do here. What have I got, like a minute, minute and a half?
About a minute and a half, yeah.
So I really don't want to start a brand new kind of thing. It turns out Facebook is under the gun again. Maybe under the gun is the wrong term. But they apparently removed atheist pages. So Facebook fights very hard for freedom of expression on the Internet unless it applies to them. It said, let's see what it says here. It removed more than six Arabic-speaking atheist pages due to violations of community standards in the middle of April. This is not the first time a social networking site censored atheists and freethinkers in the Middle East. This is called the MENA, Middle East and Northern Africa, demanded that Facebook changes its way of addressing violation reports in order to preserve members' freedom of speech. 10 Arabic-speaking atheist groups were deactivated in February for the same reason. Heavy reporting campaigns were organized by cyber jihadists, fundamental Islamic groups, especially for the removal of any anti-Islamic group or page. The groups had a total of about 100,000 members. These types of coordinated campaigns, very large numbers of people and possibly automated scripts, simultaneously file reports falsely claiming that a page, group, or personal account has violated community standards. You know who talked about this 20 years ago, believe it or not? Bill Donahue, of saying he actually forecast exactly this kind of thing, of one person being able to organize sort of a group seeming response. It wasn't really a group response at all. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Why anybody would choose to own this is a little unclear to me, but this is the time of the program where I tell you about the DVDs that are available, so I'm going to tell you about it. It's called The Brothers Grimsby. With Sacha Baron Cohen and Mark Strong. I think Mark Strong is terrific. He has been on Broadway. He is one of those actors that is fun to watch. All right, so here's the plot. Nobby, who's Sacha Baron Cohen, and I liked his first movie, but then I think, I don't even think he's the acquired taste. I think he's a forgotten taste. One taste is more than you need. Anyway, Nobby is a sweet but dim-witted English football hooligan who reunites with his long-lost brother Sebastian, Mark Strong, a deadly MI6 agent to prevent a massive global terror attack and prove that behind every great spy is an embarrassing sibling. Nobby is everything a man from Grimsby could want, including 11 children and the most gorgeous girlfriend in the northeast of England, who's Rebel Wilson at her raunchiest. There's only one thing missing. His little brother, Sebastian, who Nabi has spent 28 years searching for after they were separated as kids. So the early moments of this are kind of charming. And then they're separated. Nabi sets off to reunite with Sebastian, unaware that not only is his brother MI6's deadliest assassin, he's just uncovered plans for an imminent global terrorist attack. On the run and wrongfully accused, Sebastian realizes that if he's going to save the world, he will need the help of its biggest idiot. I mean, I suppose there was some idea that this could have been funny or interesting, but Sasha, I mean, it's so over the top that it's unpleasant to watch as far as I'm concerned. It just, you know, I don't think it worked at all. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, we all loved the first one, and it was charming, and there was certainly no reason to make this one. This one actually got less favorable comment than the Brothers Grimsby, which was awful. That it turns out that My Big Fat Greek Wedding was highest-grossing romantic comedy of all times. It was written again by Nia Vardalos, who stars alongside the entire returning cast. We've got a family secret that will bring the beloved characters back together for an even bigger and Greeker wedding. This is, again, produced by Rita Wilson, who's Tom Hanks' wife. I'm not sure why this is relevant, except I think it was anybody else, it never would have been made. We've got John Corbett returning, who has aged well. Michael Constantino, I think, is wonderful. Lainey Kazan is fun to watch. Andrea Martin plays exactly the same role no matter what she's doing. Joey Fantone is in this. It just didn't work. That part of it is we've seen it before, and you had the sense that the only reason anybody was doing this was for the money, which I suppose you could argue is true of a lot of things, but in this particular situation, it's kind of painful. So there's some other things that are opening this week, but either I didn't see them or because they're TV or whatever. So as far as I'm concerned, if I were you, I'd go get Zootopia, which is actually out. Zootopia is, here's the deal about Zootopia. It's the second biggest original film, regardless of genre, that is ever, except the only one that beat it out is Avatar. It's the fourth biggest animated film of all time. It so far was the number one animated film of the year, got the highest ratings. It's a huge deal, and with Disney doing also Jungle Book and Finding Dory, and Disney has been number one for 11 of, let's see, we're in June, so it's, if it were the end of June, it'd be 26 minus about 2, so for about, it's been basically number one every other week since January, which is an extraordinary kind of record. So if you didn't buy stock in Disney, it's probably too expensive to buy now. All right, 855-993-7569. How about if we did, do we have an email that we should probably knock off here, since I know people want emails answered pretty readily?
Sure. I got one from Martha. Martha says, "Dear Dr. Joy, before asking for the banning of assault weapons, please inform yourself. We live in a free country, and if nothing else, these rifles are fun to shoot. The problem is not the gun. The problem is the person who uses it to murder."
Oh, please. It's one thing to have a rifle. The only purpose of an assault rifle is to kill as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible. And if you're using it for hunting, I mean, how unsportsmanlike is that? So I'm not suggesting that all guns should be banned. I'm suggesting that this particular gun should not be available to anybody. And informing, I don't know what informing means. And the Republicans didn't exactly cover themselves with glory yesterday. Even the NRA is saying that people on the watch list should not have access to guns as readily as the regular citizens who are not on the watch list, and that there should be a longer waiting period. The NRA says that, so thank you for at least responding. But to say I'm not informed is, I don't have to agree with you, and you don't have to agree with me. It's just I'm uninformed. It's not quite kosher. I don't say that about you. Okay, what else do we have? How about a program director question? Look, I knew. I already got fired once for talking about gun violence. I can't get fired again. I can get dropped, but I can't get fired because now I own the program. I learned my lesson. It took me a long time to do it. But my whole thing, which I actually talked about last week and I actually talked about on the podcast, is I'm perfectly willing to talk about your favorite vegetables. I'm perfectly willing to talk about movies. I'm perfectly willing to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. But to have this valuable an access and not talk about things that I think are crucially important to the survival of the species would be wasting your time and mine. And it's never been a requirement and will never be a requirement that you have to agree with me. Never. Whether we're talking about the one-year rule or about step-parenting or about salt, you know, or about anything else. My job is not to convince you. My job is to make sure that you're thinking things through, that you know why you're doing what you're doing, and you see yourself as having alternatives. Whether we're talking about your kids, your next-door neighbor, your marriage, your job, your diet, your doctors, or your legislature, or your candidates. That my job is not to convince you. My job is to make sure that you know why you think what you're thinking and to see yourself as having alternatives and maybe even for a moment to think about what the alternatives are. That's it. But if I don't do that, if I waste your time and or my time, I think that I'm doing you a disservice. And as I said, I mean, I was perfectly willing to talk about movies that should never be remade, which on some level is probably more relevant to us than a lot of things we talked about, because last week was just such a tough week to be doing the work that I do, to sort of be even-handed about things, to give everybody an opportunity to share their opinions, to not politicize the program, because the program isn't political on any level. Other than if you say that politics is about the distribution of resources, then everything is political. Because when we talk about allowance, that's a distribution of resource. We talk about trying to find a balance between work and family. That's a distribution of resource. If we're talking about going to a movie, you got to buy the ticket and or the popcorn, distribution of resource. So if we talk about politics as the distribution of resources, then everything is political. But in terms of Democrats and Republicans and independents and Bernie and Hillary and Donald, not what I do around here. But in terms of how the internet affects us, how violence affects us, how and asking the question about the, I think it's the New Zealand, I don't think it was Australia, I think it was New Zealand, kindergarten class that says, well, it's okay to talk about licensing guns for five-year-olds that are play guns under certain circumstances, but not for urban kids. And that's an interesting distinction, and I guess the basis of that distinction is that one group of kids is very used to it, and the other's not. I'm not even sure that that's accurate. And the idea is not to convince you one way or the other. The idea is to have you think about the issues and maybe get outside of your own comfort zone, get out of slogans, get out of things that are appropriate for bumper stickers. The part of the problem and part of the both virtue and vice of living in a democracy is it depends on an informed electorate. Informed electorate means you gotta look at your opinions every once in a while and make sure that they're still relevant to you and the society in which you live. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257.
They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, I was sharing with you that I had a really tough time with a store that has routinely been very customer friendly. I'm not one of those people who takes things back all the time. I actually have a friend who that I've known for a very long time who will do that, who will actually wear a garment and leave the price tags on and then take it back, which I think is not quite kosher. I mean, I think that's not okay. So I do know that there is kind of a subtext of people who do this. And I had a sponsor who had cosmetic stuff, and he would tell me horror stories of people buying very expensive stuff and then taking the whatever the goo was, the lotion, out and replacing it with something very cheap and sending it back saying they didn't want it. So I understand it happens. But so I had two products that were supposed for sensitive skin, and both of them gave me a rash. And so I took one of them back, and I didn't take the other one back for the simple, at the same time, which I probably should have in retrospect, just because I have a very small pocketbook and I couldn't carry both of them. So I took one of them back, told them that the other one was coming back, and they said, no problem. Well, that was not the case, because I tried to return two things within, like, maybe 48 hours. And supposedly, the cutoff is $50. This one was $30, I think. So they rejected it, and when they said, well, you have to call up this person, and they'll tell you why. And I said, well, I know why. It's just that I returned two of them. And so when I talked to the person who spoke no English, kept saying receipt, and I kept saying I don't have the receipt. And I said, can I talk to the supervisor? And they said no, which was very helpful. So I actually, it's now pending, because I actually sent off a note to the store, because they had a subcontract with this, I think it's called TRE or something, that was the one who said, no, you can't exchange it. Because they flagged that you have to show some identification, which is your driver's license. So they just flag your driver's license. So I understood the process, and I sent something off to the primary vendor and said, you guys have been known for being really customer friendly. What's going on? And they wrote me back saying, well, you have to check with this agency. I said, you didn't read my email. I already have. So I actually called up the store that I go to. I go to one of two stores, one of two branches. And I said, I'll bring it in and we'll do it as a courtesy, but here's what happened. And you can't exchange anything for a year. They said 90 days. I said, no. Or they said 60 days. I said, no, it's a year. And can you imagine taking something back that's now a year old? They're going to be really thrilled about that. So anyway, I'm not sure. It's still in process. I will keep you informed. All right, so the worst experience people had was returning a product to the store. Let's hear what people said. Hopefully it'll make me feel maybe better. I don't know. Other people's misery doesn't actually make me feel better. Let's hear what other people have, their experience has been.
Barbara says, I'm good at it. I'm good at it now, but a long time ago I bought a really expensive dress at Bonwit Teller. A very
She
department store in the city.
Yep.
Had a wedding to go to and couldn't afford the dress, but wanted it, so I wore it, packed it up nicely in the package, and returned it. They knew I wore it and would not take it back, so I ended up eating the cost. Yeah, I know it's a bad thing to do, but that was the only time I couldn't get away with it. Still have the dress in my house, and anytime I look at it, I laugh at how much better I've gotten at doing such a thing.
Oh, I don't even want to know what that means. You probably don't sweat in it. Yeah, I mean, I think if it's obviously been worn, that's really hilarious. That she's not at all repenting of her evil ways. She's just saying she got better at doing it. Okay, Barbara, we will not send the FBI to your house, even if we're tortured. All right, let's see what else we got.
And this last one.
She's the reason I can't bring something back that's a legitimate return.
And then John says, I wanted to return something that was expensive to Walmart. They had a 90-day return with receipt policy. The return clerk said it was 4 months and too long. But she asked the manager. He looked at the receipt and said, quote, it's only 4 months. Give him the refund. Later, when I looked closer at the receipt, I saw it was actually 4 months and plus a full year. The clerk and the manager had both missed the year. I didn't realize it had been that long. Let's see.
You guys' karma is not in good shape. You guys are the reason I couldn't take something back.
He says, I have a TBI and poor short-term memory, so for me, time passes more quickly.
Traumatic brain injury.
Yeah. And then he says, for me, 6 months seems like about 6 weeks.
Well, I mean, you guys... reason. All right, well, I sort of feel like, I don't know even. My other good return story is from, I think he said Walmart. Walmart was great. I ordered a bike. I decided that I needed a tricycle when I was in Florida, because I want to get a car, and I'm not real stable on a bike, so I got a tricycle, because I wanted to go grocery shopping. And then when I realized I'd put it on the wrong credit card. So I called him up and I said, I need to switch the credit cards. He said, no, just cancel and put it on the other Okay. Then I realized I hadn't ordered a lock, which meant the first time I took it out, it was going to get stolen. So I said, I need to include a lock. No, no, cancel it. Well, you can see this coming. So all of a sudden, the day, you know, one day just before I went on the air, like 5 minutes before I went on the air, I get a call, and they said, there are 4 bicycles from Walmart. What do we do? And I said, accept one of them. And they said, which one? I said, doesn't make any difference, because they'd actually sent the lock under a separate packaging. And so, and then it became how to return them, and then they then the one that they actually sent got was bent, and then they sent another one, and a ball bearing was broken on it. So it was just, I had this ongoing relationship with Walmart. But I must tell you, because I'm perfectly, I haven't told you the bad guys about my exchange story, because it seems it's bullying that I have access to y'all and they don't, to tell you that they didn't do a very good job. But Walmart did do a great job, so I will tell you about them. They just hung with me, and they, you know, it just was kind of this ongoing question. And so the question was I actually going to be a bike dealer, because I had all these tricycles? But they were terrific about it. And actually, they, at one point, they said, look, we're going to lower the price on this, because we see that you've had to call so many times about it. So we're going to give you a 10% discount or something, which will just apply to your credit card. So they were wonderful. I mean, I know a lot of people are not crazy about Walmart, but they clearly made a dreadful mistake. And I kept saying, well, I need to cancel this. Oh, no, it's canceled. So I'll take, and all these bikes show up. So there's an issue between the left hand and the right hand, or the sales clerk and the shipping department. But they couldn't have been nicer about it. And then I had to deal with the credit card companies, because it was showing up on my credit card. But they hung with me, and there was never a question that they were going to throw up their hands and say, we're going to reject you. Maybe that's why I can't take this stuff back, is Walmart filed a claim against me. I don't think they did. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.